Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Well, any day in Tucson, Arizona is a glorious day to come downtown. And here we are, right in the heart of where all the action is downtown. We are at a steak in the neighborhood, the place you've been hearing all about. We're at 135 East Congress, which is just about five big steps west of 6th Avenue, and we are about to dive into some of the great steak entrees and great cheese steaks that you can find anywhere in this part of the country. And actually, we're going to be talking to the man himself, Mr. Luke Cusack, who is, you can't even think about or talk about downtown revitalization and the renaissance that has happened down here without crediting Luke Cusack and his team and his leadership. And what he has done here to transform this part of downtown is extraordinary. And we are here that we're going to be tasting and drinking of all of the wonderful fruits of Luke's labors over the last couple of years. This is the best place to be this night as you come down to re-explore and get reacquainted with downtown and join us here at A Steak in the Neighborhood. We're going to be talking about this great special that Luke is offering all day today and up until closing tonight. They're going to be offering a half a sandwich, a cup of soup, and a salad. That's a half of any of these great original cheesesteaks and Primo's and the Cab, the great shaved filet and ribeye cheesesteak with this decadent Cabernet cream and mushroom sauce. Oh, my goodness, I can't take it anymore. You get the half a sandwich, the cup of soup, and the salad for only $7.95. Yes, you heard me right, $7.95. So join the party. People are coming in the door. The vibe is exactly where it needs to be here at A Steak in the Neighborhood. Well, we promised our listeners a couple of weeks ago that we would report on the results of the most recent food fight at the Arizona Daily Star. As you know, we've covered this issue from time to time. Who has the best sandwich? Who has the best bowl of soup? Who has the best guacamole? Where's the best salsa in town? Well, the food fight from a couple of weeks ago reported on who has the best cheesecake in town. And there are a number of worthy opponents, but readers of the Arizona Daily Star thought that Grimaldi's cheesesteak, Grimaldi's over at 6th and Campbell, had the best cheesecake in town. And we are honored to have here with us live the kitchen manager of Grimaldi's, Mr. Jamie Cullison. Jamie, welcome to On the Menu Live. Hello, Jamie, are you with us?
I'm here.
Great to talk to you. Listen, congratulations, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You know, I mean, cheesecake, it's not an easy undertaking. I mean, there are a range of recipes and a range of varieties. I mean, I want to know your secret, but I want to ask you first, what is it about this cheesecake that you have at Grimaldi's that you believe rallied so many fans to the Arizona Daily Star website to vote for you?
Well, I don't know exactly what it was. Hopefully it's because they loved it. We do all of our cheesecakes in-house. We're constantly doing them every day fresh. So, we put a lot of work into it.
Great, and a regular listener of this show, Ben Bueller Garcia, was actually quoted in the article. He says he actually makes his way across town to have your cheesecake. Talk to us about the actual cheesecake that you serve, because you got your light and fluffy, Jamie. You've got your rich and dense. You've got the brick cheesecake. Talk to us a little bit about your style and your philosophy of cheesesteak there. Cheesecake there at Grimaldi's.
Well, we want to say thanks to Ben for sure that he comes in here all the time. We love him. What kind of a cheesecake is it? I'd say it's like a dense, it's like sort of a fluffy and dense, I guess, cheesecake.
Fluffy and dense.
We have
meeting everybody's expectations.
Varieties. We have a New York style, an Oreo that we have both of those all the time. And then we have seasonal cheesecakes that switch out every 3 months. Right now we're running a Bailey's Irish Cream and a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, which, you know, is always a favorite.
Oh my gosh. Now, is this a recipe, Jamie, that's sort of been in your family or in the Grimaldi's family for a long time?
Yeah, it's a Grimaldi's recipe, yep. And we have a guy here who, a guy named John Harrington, who makes all of them. And I think that, you know, I'd like to think, and I think he likes to think, that's the real difference maker. He loves what he does, and he just takes care in making every cheesecake.
Now, what do you attribute to this this fascination with cheesecake? I mean, a big popular dessert when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, and it sort of, peaked out, but lately, you're seeing cheesecake more and more on menus across Southern Arizona. What's the What's this all about?
I just think maybe it's because they're so versatile. You know, you can do so many different things with them. You know, obviously you have your classic New York style, but you can do so many different flavors. I mean, we do, you know, in the summertime we do berry flavors like strawberry. We have a blueberry cobbler. And you can just really play with them and make them delicious in all kinds of different ways, you know?
Yeah, when you talk about sort of light and dense at the same time, so you could come into your place, Grimaldi's, and order a great pizza, and there's still room for dessert. You're not going to feel like you have completely done yourself a complete disservice by putting cheesecake on top of pizza.
Well, I certainly wouldn't.
Tell everybody exactly where Grimaldi's is, because we've got a collective mouth-watering down here where we are. But in case people want to come in and see what all the buzz is about, exactly where are you located, and give our listeners a sense of how they can learn more about you.
We are at the corner, the southeast corner of 6th and Campbell in the Sam Hughes complex right there. Right.
Great.
Sort of a catty corner to the stadium.
Absolutely. Great walking distance to all the athletic events. And you want to hit us with a website address or a phone number, Jamie?
GrimaldiPizzeria.com, where our phone number is
882-6100. 882-6100. So I'm sure there's going to be a pizza food fight at some point here in the near future. Are you up for the task?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we'd put our pizza up against anybody in town.
Great. Well, listen, thanks again for calling, and thanks again for doing such a great job with this award-winning cheesecake there at Grimaldi's, and continued best wishes to you, Jamie.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate the call.
Wow, so cheesecake is alive and well at Grimaldi's, and we really like seeing that dessert item pop up on menus across the southern Arizona, so it's an absolute delight to report on, selfishly, on some of the favorite things of mine. Well, the time has come once again for us to check in with Yvonne Fouché at Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room to learn about what this week's Wine of the Week is. Yvonne, welcome back to On the Menu Live.
Thank you, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. We are sitting down here at A Steak in the Neighborhood, down on East Congress, just a little west of 6th Avenue. I'm sitting here with Luke Cusack. We're going to be learning a little bit more about him and what he's done to sort of resuscitate this the buzz downtown. I'm looking at the menu of cheesesteaks and tapas and marinara filet and filet skewers and filet stroganoff. I mean, how could I possibly be any better?
Oh, that sounds delicious. How about I bring the bottle of wine and we'll go at it?
Atta baby. Luke is enthusiastically shaking his head, nodding his head up and down. So talk to us a little bit about what you've chosen for this week's Wine of the Week.
Well, this week's Wine of the Week, I've chosen the Mitch Cosentino's the Cab Franc. It's a Cabernet Franc grape out of Crystal Valley Cellars, and it's produced by the Cosentino Winery. It's $14.99 in the shop. It's a wonderful blending. It's normally been a blending grape, but this is a straight varietal wine. It has aromas and flavors of plums, black currants. There's some clove in there, a bit of earthiness. In the finish, you get a little bit of some sweet tobacco, some cedar,
A
little bit of tannins, because Cab Francs don't have a whole lot of tannins in it.
Absolutely.
So wine is $14.99 here in the shop, and it's just a screaming deal. I can't believe we can get this screaming of a wine for that kind of price.
Yeah, I don't know how I honestly don't know how you're doing this, Yvonne. And in case we've got some new listeners to the show who might not know about Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, you did not misunderstand Yvonne Fouché. $14.99 for this great wine. Yvonne's got 350 wines there in the store, in the shop. And there's no bottle in the shop that's over $15, and that's the remarkable service that you're providing to Southern Arizona, Yvonne. So, again, I want to tip my hat to you.
Well, thank you.
I'm delighted you've chosen Cosentino because, you know, in my experiences and my travels across the wine country in Sonoma and Napa, you know, especially in Napa when you're bringing out this beautiful Cab Franc, is I have always found Cosentino to really be one of the most diverse portfolios of any winery in Napa.
Well, and they really do an excellent job with some of the Mediterranean-style varietals. And they really have a commitment to bringing out the true intensities of those grapes. And that's kind of what this Cab Franc is about. It's really difficult to find a Cab Franc in my price range, but this one's a stellar example. And, you know, typical to the Cab Franc, it has all the typical flavors that you find. I don't know, a lot of people aren't aware, you know, in doing research on these kinds of grapes, Cab Franc was developed in the Bordeaux region, and it was used as a blending grape to kind of soften Cabs and Merlots. It was always blended with Cabs and Merlots. But it really, where its genetics come from, is it's a cross between a Cabernet Sauvignon and a Sauvignon Blanc. So it's a cross between those grapes. It's kind of a hybrid. And
we've got just about another minute left here. I want to remind our listeners that you are at 3063 North Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. What do you have up your sleeve for the tasting this weekend?
Well, this weekend what we're doing, and this wine is in the tasting as well, we're doing Sonoma and Napa wines. So we've got six wines that you can taste for $10, eight if you buy a bottle, over 10 in the shop. And all of these specific wines are from Napa and Sonoma, including the Franc.
And there's no other place in town where you can have that sort of intimate experience where you actually get to know Yvonne Fouché, the proprietor, and learn a little bit about wine, hanging out with some great friends. That's the only way to spend a weekend when you're talking good food and good wine. Yvonne Fouché, thanks as always for coming on the show. We look forward to learning about next week's Wine of the Week. It's Cosentino Cab Franc for $14.99 this week, so everybody go and gobble some up.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, Matt.
Yvonne, thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk to you again.
You bet. We're going to learn a little bit more about Catavina's Wine Shop. We'll be right back.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
Oh, I'm loving me some Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Matt Russell, welcome back to On the Menu Live, reporting from a steak in the neighborhood at 135 East Congress. Again, we're just a few steps west of 6th Avenue. Our good friend Luke Cusack, who's going to be with us for the next half hour of this show, is offering a half a sandwich, a cup of soup, and a salad for only $7.95. So you want to get here while the getting is good and get to know steak in the neighborhood and get to know exactly what's happening downtown. Well, this past Sunday was National Cereal Day. Yes, you heard it, National Cereal Day. And our good friends over at the Cereal Box Cereal Cafe down at Main Gate Square held the first annual cereal eating contest. And I was there to report on it as it was unfolding, had a chance to talk to the winner, so we're going to queue up our Man on the Street segment. Everybody take a listen.
This is Matt Russell reporting from the Cereal Box on National Cereal Day. Here we are on Sunday, March the 7th, and we've got contestants from all across the country who have come to put their culinary skills to work, and they have entered as contestants in what I think is going to become an annual event here at the Cereal Box. This is the Cereal Eating Contest, and I'm here talking to Mr. Nick Small, who was brave enough to join this competition. Nick, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, it's good to be here.
So where are you from?
San Diego.
From San Diego. You come a long way. You're a student here at the U of A?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. And so, you know, I'm looking at a big bowl of Captain Crunch, as Tara, the owner here, suggested. It's the fastest person that downs these bowls of cereal, milk included. What is your strategies for success today, Nick?
You know, I'm just going to keep a good attitude, and I'm just going to power through this. You know, I study film all week, and I practice, so hopefully I can come out on top today.
So he's taken an academic route. He studied film. He knows exactly what he needs to do to win. Let's find out one of the other contestants here. What is your name, sir?
Fred Nelson.
And Fred Nelson, where are you from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
From Nashville, Tennessee. We've got people from all across the country. You're looking at a bowl of your competitor is a bowl of Captain Crunch with a big bowl of milk. What is your strategy for success today?
Well, just put my head down and start eating, and put my head up and watch everybody else still eating.
An overly confident contestant here at the cereal box. Let's see, what are some of your other competitors like? This guy looks like he's got the face of confidence. Tell me your name.
I'm Corey Brayfield.
Corey Brayfield, and where are you from, Corey?
I'm fighting out at Las Cruces, New Mexico.
From Las Cruces, New Mexico, and a student at the university, I'm sure?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. And what's your major?
I'm a systems engineering major. I don't know what that is either.
Now, is systems engineering going to help you through your strategy to be the winner today?
Oh, yeah. It's all about efficiency. You got to figure out the right angles to attack this from and just find out the best strategy.
So it's all about strategy. Strategy, academics, and all that. And let's talk to this man over here. You're a worthy opponent. Tell me your name.
My name's Justin, and actually I'm just here to enjoy some free bowls of cereal.
He's come out for the free bowls of cereal, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, congratulations to all of our contestants who are, this is a one of two rounds. We're going to see who can eat the bowl of cereal the fastest. As Tara said, it's all about speed. It's not about endurance. So good luck to this first round of contestants. Let's hear it for National Cereal Day! Well, we're just a little over 2 minutes into the competition, and we have some contestants who have now finished their first bowl. They've already made significant progress in their second bowl. Again, we are seeing chugging of Captain Crunch cereal and this great milk right out of the bowl directly. People are starting to shake and to scream. We've got... Yep, there's another contestant who has just finished up his bowl, going on to the second bowl. And now the look of pain is coming across some of the contestants' faces. Captain Crunch, a delightfully crispy cereal, is, you know, not easy on the mouth as you make your way through an entire bowl of cereal. But the confidence across the faces of all the contestants here is something of which they can all be proud. Oh, we're getting very, very close to contestant number two, who is just going through that second bowl like none other. We do have a winner. Do we have a winner? Well, we've come to the completion of round number one, and we have a man with a big smile on his face, not to mention a little bit of milk and a little bit of Captain Crunch. We've got Buddy from Phoenix. Buddy, congratulations on running the first round.
Thank you.
So, you have a lot of fans out here who have come out to root you on. What did it take to take? I mean, you got some worthy opponents here. What was your gave you what you needed to do to win this first round?
I think it's really that $50 gift card at the end of the tunnel. That's going to keep me fed for maybe a month, maybe a couple weeks. But, I think that's what it's all about.
So, Buddy, as a college student, says it's the $50 in cereal that he's going to win if he wins the grand prize. So, again, we've got two rounds to report on. The first round is done. Buddy wins at Jordan. What was his time on that? 3 minutes even for downing two bowls of Captain Crunch complete with milk. We're talking to Chris here. Chris, where are you from?
Tucson.
From Tucson. You're surrounded by a lot of folks here with the looks of confidence on their face. I'm looking at two big bowls of Captain Crunch. What are you thinking as you're about to dig into this round?
Under 3 minutes.
Under 3 minutes, he says. That's the sound of confidence. Good luck to you, Chris. Ma'am, let's talk to you a little bit. What brought you out here today on National Cereal Day?
I love cereal, and she asked me to come do this, and I decided to come do it last minute. So.
Now, do you do everything she tells you to do?
No, but she's cute, so I'll listen to her today.
She's cute. Okay, we're gonna talk to you, cute one over here. What brings you out to the cereal box on National Cereal Day today?
I love the cereal box, and I'm actually ditching school right now to be here. So
see, we on the Menu Live do not condone skipping school or skipping your studies. But good luck to you in the competition. Sir, where are you from?
I'm from Alaska.
From all the way from Alaska here, a student of the university. What's your major?
I am a business major.
A business major.
And
so
I'm here to take care of business.
And what have you learned in business in as a business major to give you the right tools and strategies to win this round today?
That the ones with the most heart always win.
The
and
ones,
I, sir, have the most heart.
Wow. So, Chris, you got your work cut out for you. Well, here as round number two begins, we've got a contestant here who has done something a little bit creative. He is taking all of the Captain Crunch and crushing them with his hands to create a fine powder or a fine dust. This is something quite interesting. I would say going into this round, he's the one to beat because the sharpness of those nuggets in the Captain Crunch bowl can wreak havoc on your mouth if you're doing it too fast, but this guy's got a great strategy. Our contestant Chris over here, who was very confident that he's going to get these two bowls of cereal done in under 3 minutes, is just attacking these bowls of cereal with absolute vengeance, and he's doing well. The cute one down there looks like she's making pretty good progress. She's already had about 5 or 6 spoonfuls in the 15 or so seconds. We've got a contestant there at the other end of the table who is quite literally going after those crunch berries with her hands. You have to eat, you have to drink all of the milk to win this contest, so she looks like she's going to be drinking the milk after she shoves all of these nuggets into her mouth. So there's some very interesting strategies coming out of round two that we did not see in round one. So this is quite interesting. I feel my money's with Chris in going after this. Oh my goodness, I don't even know how to put into words what I'm seeing here. Didn't your mother ever tell you not to play with food? I mean, this is absolutely extraordinary.
Okay, third place, coming in with a time of 3 minutes and 25 seconds, we have Chris Phillips from Oro Valley. Woo! Second place for the cereal box t-shirt. Coming in with a time of 3 minutes, we have Buddy Lopez. Woo! All right, are we ready for first place? Coming in with a time of 2 minutes and 16 seconds, Alfonso Robles. Woo!
Well, we're talking to the winner of the first annual Cereal Box National Cereal Day Cereal Eating Contest. His name's Alfonso. He's from
Nogales, Arizona.
Congratulations, Alfonso.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, you seemed a little confident. You know, some might say cocky, but you know, you had what it took to do. Well, you know, looking back, was it a lot harder than it looked?
Actually, I was surprised that no one uses like my technique. Actually, it came natural to me, you know?
Yeah.
Just I love cereal.
Love cereal. Well, you're going to have a lot of cereal to eat over the next couple of months because you walked away with, I think, a $50 gift card from the cereal box. Now, I'm sure you're probably not going to be having Captain Crunch anytime soon.
Actually, I love Captain Crunch. I was glad it was this cereal, you know? It's my favorite as a little boy and still now.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure you will be back here next year to defend your title.
Definitely.
As the champion cereal eater. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Well, capping off our coverage here at the cereal box, we're honored to have once again back on the menu live Tara Schacht, the owner of the cereal box. Tara, happy National Cereal Day.
Thank you, and same to you, Matt.
Well, thanks. I tell you what, one thing that we've learned about you and your husband, Jordan, over the years is cereal is not just for breakfast anymore, Tara.
Oh, definitely not. Cereal's good any time of the day. Cereal for dessert, cereal for lunch, cereal for a snack. It's great.
Absolutely, and you've recruited quite a few contestants, students and adults and, moms and dads. We were expecting just to see nothing but a bunch of kids, but, you've got a lot of families out here.
Absolutely, and that people love to compete. They love the cereal box, especially the families with the young children, they love to be down here.
The party is just a lot of fun out here at the cereal box in Main Gate Square. So this is an annual event. You expect to do this again next year?
Oh, absolutely. It's the best way to celebrate National Cereal Day by far.
Great. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll be broadcasting this show live from the cereal box on May the 6th. So we want all of our listeners to tune in and hear our deeper conversation with Tara Schacht. And National Happy Cereal Day to you.
Thanks, Matt. See you soon.
We'll be right back.
A lot of fun that was. Eating cereal with all of these great contestants there on Sunday, March the 7th for National Cereal Day. And I spoke with Alfonso just after the competition, and he's already gearing up for next year. Once again, Matt Russell here on the menu live reporting from A Steak in the Neighborhood. We are here having some great cheesesteaks, some great fire Thai filet, and we're about to meet Mr. Luke Cusack, the owner of A Steak in the Neighborhood at 135 East Congress, just on the other side of the news break. So you don't want to miss this. Stick around.
CNN Radio, I'm Matt Cherry. New information on that car accident that injured Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's wife and daughter.
Someone has actually been charged because of this accident. It was a man who was driving a semi-truck that rear-ended the car that Lana and Landra Reid were in.
CNN's Brianna Keeler, Reid's wife, has a broken neck and back. Corey Haim's manager says the autopsy on the actor reveals his heart was enlarged and his lungs were filled with water when he died. No comment from investigators on a report by CNN affiliate KDKA that Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger admits to having sexual contact with his accuser, but not intercourse.
Our job is just to gather the facts, to seek the truth, and that's what we're trying to do in this particular case, just like in all cases.
Tom Davis of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo appoints an independent counsel to oversee two investigations of Governor David Patterson. This is CNN Radio.
True story. Last year, a man in New York was arrested for driving with a mannequin in his front seat, just so he could take the carpool lane. People will do anything to avoid traffic congestion. So it's a good thing CSX trains free up space on the highways by moving 1 million tons of freight every day. This may not put an end to all traffic, but every little bit helps. To find out more, go to csx.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
This is the sound of vicious, angry weasels. This is their cage door opening in my car. This is me earlier, searching online for a pet store. I ran out of their food. A map would have helped. And a phone number. Not every pet store sells weasel chow, it turns out. It would have been good to know that.
Yahoo Search delivers local business info, maps, ratings, and more. All on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time, I'm using Yahoo Search.
Hey guys, there's nothing like a tux to make you look your best for that special occasion. Right now, Hem & Her is offering an extraordinary selection of tuxedos for only $129. Own your tuxedo without the hassle and repeated cost of a rental. Hem & Her is located at 4004 North Stone Avenue, between Prince and Wetmore. Look your best in your very own tux for only $129. Online at hemandhertucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course! Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, SpinWine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through SpinWine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, SpinWine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach SpinWine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your SpinWine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. SpinWine, think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, broadcasting live from where all the action is tonight at A Steak in the Neighborhood at 135 East Congress, which is just a few steps west of 6th Avenue, where our good friend Luke Cusack is going to be joining us in just a couple of seconds, is serving up this great special, a half a sandwich, a cup of soup, and a salad for only $7.95. And I can't even begin to do justice to what the kinds of things that I'm seeing coming out of this kitchen. So I'm going to let the man himself talk a little bit about what he's created, this little slice of heaven downtown. Luke Cusack, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you, Matt. It's good to be here.
Wow. I've been wanting to meet you for the longest time because I hear you on the radio and I read about you in the paper, and I just hear you've got this Midas touch, Luke Cusack. Everything you do just comes alive in these great ways. I'll follow you wherever you want to take me.
Matt, you're too kind. I think you've been dipping into the Chardonnay a little bit too early tonight.
That's right.
I appreciate that.
We get started here early on the Menu Live. So congratulations for everything that you've done here at downtown. As I said earlier, you honestly cannot say downtown revitalization, downtown renaissance, without Luke Cusack sort of being a part of that mix. And I know you want to give a lot of people credit, and credit is deserved among a lot of people, but my hat is off to you and everything you've done down here. So before we talk about Steak in the Neighborhood, let's get to know you a little bit. How did you get involved in sort of the restaurant and hospitality world?
I started actually when I was up in Phoenix, grew up in Scottsdale, when everybody asked us if it was a Scottish community because no one lived there. Land was cheap, $1,000 an acre. And went to work, actually, my first job in the restaurant business was working for a gentleman named Bob Gosnell, who owned what was called the Point Resorts at that time.
Oh, sure.
Started as a room service person, moved up through the ranks. Sooner or later there, very shortly, became assistant food and beverage manager. And it was a great time. It was an unusual time where you were quickly recognized for treating the customers well and demanding excellence. So I learned a lot working for Bob Gosnell. It was a great time.
That's great. Sounds like a little bit of a mentor then.
Yeah, and the business grew. I mean, the last time I heard, I think he sold out to the Hiltons for $400 million. So I think he's out of the business now, but it was definitely a great learning experience and learning all aspects of food and beverage working for a hotel chain like that.
$400 million, just another day at the office, Luke.
Yeah, no big deal. Wish it was me.
So you say here that, you know, sort of as a young boy, you found inspiration and joy through cooking for your mother's socialite circle. You're not one of these restaurateurs that just, you know, floats in, says, I like that space, writes a check, and hires a team. You actually come from this food background.
Absolutely. Really where it came from is my parents had three rules when I was growing up. We'll buy your food, we'll buy your clothes, and we'll buy your education. Back then, they didn't have much in the way of designer clothes, so I couldn't go too crazy there. Education was whatever it was.
Right.
And so food usually ended up me being able to travel with my parents to the supermarket on the weekends and buy the week's food. And, of course, I could splurge there, so that meant buying the king's meat, the filet mignon.
Right, absolutely.
So I'd buy that, and I'd cook for my parents. It was pretty classic on a little tiny hibachi outside in Scottsdale, in places that are now, you know, half a million an acre for land, and cook the filet and learn different ways to cook it. And as I grew up and became an adult, traveling across the country and around the world, experiencing the finest steakhouses in the world and learning from the way they did things is really what it's all about. And so it's really our menu here, and a lot of what we're about at Steak in the Neighborhood is preparing global cuisine and global dishes, all different types of dishes, from the prime cut of meat. And we only use prime and choice USDA filet mignon here, field tenders, as they call them
right.
In the industry.
Absolutely. So filet, you know, from that young age sort of inspired you, and you take one look at this menu, you can see that, you know, the filet is a centerpiece of what you're offering to your customers, but it's not as sort of a typical steakhouse would assume this is not a plate with a filet, a piece of meat on it, and a garnish. I mean, talk to us about what you're doing with some of the filet mignon on your menu.
Well, our menu is designed, as I guess you'd say Warren Buffett would say, to diversity to create income and stability.
Exactly.
So we have less fancy items on the menu, like our cheesesteaks and whatnot. We serve a lot of those late at night when the bars and restaurants let out. We stay open until 3 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights.
Wow.
But early in the evening, we really concentrate on our filet dishes. We also have chicken dishes and salads and whatnot. So we have a variety. But the centerpiece of the menu is the center-cut filet. We actually use the end cuts to go in the cheesesteaks.
Mm.
So nothing is wasted. Our food costs can stay in line.
Right.
But we deliver an incredible cheesesteak when you're considering you're eating Primer Choice filet mixed in with the ribeye with your cheesesteak.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting for you to sort of say, okay, well, you know, we've got the cheesesteak, then we've got the filet. I mean, I had a cheesesteak here a couple of weeks ago, and I mean, it's a symphony of flavors in your mouth, and you can honestly tell the difference from the very first bite when you're biting into sort of that prime, that choice meat that you're not going to find another cheesesteak by people who are trying to cut corners.
Absolutely, you know, people love cheesesteaks. I've always loved cheesesteaks, but quite frankly, if you're eating a cheesesteak and get one piece of gristle in it, the rest of the steak is ruined
for
you.
Exactly right.
The experience is you may never come back. So we're real, real picky about the quality of what we have. Another thing about, as people know, I do have other businesses, and one thing that I really looked forward to in creating this business was being able to work with the chefs and the cooks and teaching them the recipes for the sauces. And really, if you make sure the sauces are right and you make sure the quality of beef that comes in the back door is right, and believe you me, I've sent it back on several occasions.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a few nights where we've run out of product, and I tell people it wasn't up to my standards. I'm sending it back. That's really what it's all about.
That's why we love you.
Tremendously picky about it. It's a big deal to me. If it doesn't look right to me, we have a phrase, if it isn't pink, don't cook it. I mean, you know, it's got to be right.
That's right. And you have just as the special care that you take for excellence in customer service is not just obvious when you're sitting down and enjoying a meal here. Just one look around this place, Luke Cusack, you don't feel like you're at a cheesesteak place. I mean, talk to us a little bit about the setting, because it's just an absolutely beautiful environment.
Well, we wanted something kind of different for downtown Tucson, and really where the concept came from. Years ago, I used to work as an outside consultant to the Sheraton National Account, and I developed many projects for them. One of them here up at the Sheraton El Conquistador years ago was the Dos Locos restaurant. That was one of them. In Boston, we sat down and put our heads together, and we would decide everything from the name of the restaurant to the concept, the prices, the what would be on the menu, what the waitresses, you know, the uniforms and the glassware, everything. We were a concept development firm
mm-hmm,
back then.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, back in the mid-'80s, we came up with the concept, a steak in the neighborhood. And it was first put on display for the Sheraton Boston Hotel and Tower. I believe it was like a 1,200-room tower downtown in Boston. And if you've been to Boston, you know, first of all, they know food there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second of all, and talking about steakhouse, of course, you got the Hilltop Steakhouse. I think it does, what, 2,000 meals
a
night? It's ridiculous, right?
2,500 when I'm in town.
Yeah, probably. There you go. So we wanted something, though. People are like little enclaves of Boston. You know, they have great pizza places, and there's all these little places in the neighborhood. So we came up with the name of Steak in the Neighborhood. So that name had stuck with me forever. I actually created the name, but the Sheraton took it on. And then we checked things about 4 years ago, and they'd reconcepted, as hotels do. They'd reconcepted the restaurant some time ago. And actually, the restaurant even had a dance floor in it, because people know me in town know that I am involved in the entertainment business from live entertainment and DJ'd entertainment, nightclub business. So it was that sort of concept. So that's where the name came from. Their menu was not like our menu. The name that we used there was really about an investment into the neighborhood. So here we have our little double entendre, and not only have we invested in downtown and along Congress Street, which is the new entertainment district of Tucson,
sure,
but we certainly sell steak. So that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely authentic. So you've got these warm, rich colors. You've got this, you know, this great furniture, these, you know, sort of marble top tables, and you've got this great sort of wine sconce cellar up against the wall. One of the things that I appreciate, Luke, is the fact that when you order your meal, you can actually watch your meal being cooked. You're not hiding anything back behind the kitchen. I mean, you can't get any closer to the kitchen than where we are now. We're sitting down. I mean, this is just, it's extraordinary.
Thank
Why
you.
Downtown?
I'd been looking at downtown for some time. It really started a few years ago when I took a trip to Austin, and went to 6th Street in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
And what do they have? Probably 40 nightclubs and 40 restaurants. I mean, it's amazing what's there. And, you know, it was a little bit disappointing to me because I remember probably about 10, 15 years ago, Tucson and Austin were on par with each other. Now you go to Austin, I mean, it's really it's an entertainment and diverse mecca.
Absolutely.
Downtown Austin is. And they brought, heck, when I was there, I was staying at a hotel, and they actually, it was the James Bond film, and looked out the window, there's 40 or 50 Austin Martins sitting out there in a parking lot
in downtown Austin. Wow.
So they really got it together there, and it certainly helped the economy of Austin.
Sure.
If you check out the statistics, you see what's done. So the idea was it can be done in downtown Tucson. Fortunately or unfortunately, depends on how you want to look at it, we came downtown at extremely difficult economic time as far as raising money to come downtown and finding investors or going to a bank. I mean, you know, forget it. But I was lucky to find a few investors that believed in the dream.
Right.
They're actually the partners that own a vodka distribution company here in Tucson,
great,
called Core Vodka.
Oh, so I know the Core people well.
They
absolutely.
They believed in me. They came to the party with me when pretty much no one else would. And we came down here. The positive side of it was we were able to come downtown and negotiate leases and purchases on property at extremely attractive rates. I mean, unheard of deals.
Right.
We had to do all our own improvements because, you know, people downtown have seen Tucson have various spurts where it's tried to develop and get going.
Sure.
But I think the general consensus now is that it's definitely going to happen.
And you've got 130 employees downtown here, Luke?
Yes, we have. We moved our corporate offices downtown. We also own two bars downtown. In addition to the bar, obviously, it's been staking the neighborhood. We have a full menu here of alcohols and wine.
Mm-hmm.
But we own Zen Rock, and we operate and manage Sapphire Lounge. These are buildings that have been 1920s buildings in downtown Tucson.
Wow.
We've gone in and remodeled them and worked with them and really found some amazing, amazingly cool aspects of their architecture and their design. I mean, where else in Tucson are you going to go and be able to have a bar that has a basement that's 5,000 square feet?
Exactly.
You know, it's like your own personal dungeon bar.
Right.
So Zen Rock is like that.
Or
Sapphire.
Love it.
Sapphire, we do have a skyline here in Tucson. And so a sapphire, we put what's called a sky deck on the top, where people go out and look over the skyline. It's beautiful out at night, especially as the weather gets nicer. Hopefully we'll get through some. We're finished with our weekends of rain. I know we want water in Tucson.
Spring has sprung.
I hope so.
Yeah, in a big way, even though it's funny watching a spring training baseball game with the snow-capped Catalina Mountains. Talk to us about some of the top runners, the big leaders on the menu, like you said. You were talking about, like, the fire pie filet. What are some of the items that people just keep coming back for?
Well, one of the most popular items is the filet stroganoff, which really was developed. It's a recipe that's been in my family for, gosh, since I was born.
Mm-hmm.
They actually call it Liberace's recipe.
Hmm.
And to be brief, it has a lot of Cabernet in it and a lot of sour cream, and it's pretty incredible. And what people don't know, a little trick that we use here, when you order our cheesesteak called the Cab, that's actually the stroganoff drizzled over the top of that cheesesteak.
Oh, baby.
We cheat a little bit here. We have a few little secrets in the back of house. So that's a real popular item. The pan rouladen is actually a takeoff on rolled rouladen. And that recipe came from many years back. My German grandmother, Vera, had that recipe.
Mm.
And it's a great recipe. We obviously, for what we do, we take the center cut filet and we slice it and thin slice it to prepare a lot of our entrees. So we had to think of some way to do it other than actually rolling up the rouladen the way you traditionally do.
Right.
So we cheat, and we wanted vegetables with it, and everybody wanted to, you know, we have our starches, you have your rice and your noodles, which we import, and we have the potatoes. So what are we going to do with potatoes? So we made a sour cream and scallion mashed potato, a layer of that with two thin layers of shaved filet, another layer of potatoes, another layer of filet, and on the top of that, it's drizzled with a horseradish mustard and bacon sauce.
Oh, my goodness.
That's one of our most popular items.
Paul, my engineer, and I are just sort of sitting here salivating, listening to
it's
you
evil.
Talk about it.
It's evil.
You're an evil, evil man, Luke Cusack.
It works.
So the fire Thai filet, this great pan rouladen, and you know, the filet Diane, any steak Diane fan, sort of has this great destination waiting for them, but sort of with a unique twist. with this great cognac cream sauce over the brown rice and the pasta. Absolutely delicious. So you've got this great bar atmosphere as well. I mean, it's really doing a great happy hour business. Are you doing happy hour on a regular basis?
Yes, we definitely do. It's half price all our appetizers. We, unlike some places, we make almost all of our appetizers. A lot of places, you'll buy the pre-frozen potato skins. Well, obviously, if we're making all those potatoes for the pond roulade, and we have the skins left over.
Oh, yeah.
So we have
fresh-made
potato skins. We have filet fingers and chicken fingers. They're all made here, not pre-frozen and brought in. We use the finest quality ingredients and spices and herbs. And so we have we do half-price appetizers on Friday evening from 4 until 7. And all drinks are a dollar off. And then we have live music. Dr. A is his name. He's he plays the saxophone and keyboard and whatnot. He comes in from 5 o'clock until about 9 or 10 o'clock on Fridays. And it's interesting because we get such a diversity of people. We get a certain crowd during happy hour. Then during the dinner hour, we'll get some of the crowd I've seen going into the finer steakhouses in town.
Oh, that's great.
Middle age to older, more mature age group.
Sure.
And it's amazing because I was a little bit scared because they're pretty demanding, but then again, I am. When it comes
right.
to filet, it better be right. I don't even want to thought. Don't even show it to me.
Well, you've got that expectation that it's going to be met. I'm talking to Luke Cusack, the owner of A Steak in the Neighborhood, and we're here at 135 East Congress, just a little bit west of 6th Avenue, having some great food and taking a look at this, this wonderful bar and having this great conversation in this wonderful part of the community. Well, the time has come once again for our trivia question of the week. You have a chance to win a gift card, a gift certificate to A Steak in the Neighborhood and be Luke Cusack's guest if you think you know the answer to this question.
There's a famous place in New Orleans that makes a particular, let's call it a vegetable-type sauce that they put on their sandwiches. And we use a similar sauce. It's a pepper muffuletta mix here at Steak in the Neighborhood. A lot of people put on the cheesesteaks. See if you can name the restaurant in New Orleans that made that particular muffuletta famous.
What is the restaurant in New Orleans that made that particular kind of muffuletta famous? We have all of our New Orleans enthusiasts dialing the phone now. The number to call is 529-3508. 529-3508. If you think you know the answer to that question, we'll be right back.
Hey guys, there's nothing like a tux to make you look your best for that special occasion. Right now, Hem & Her is offering an extraordinary selection of tuxedos for only $129. Own your tuxedo without the hassle and repeated cost of a rental. Hem & Her is located at 4004 North Stone Avenue, between Prince and Wetmore. Look your best in your very own tux for only $129. Online at hemandhertucson.com.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course! Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Mangate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.mangatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Mangate Square.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. Svin Wine, think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications here at A Steak in the Neighborhood at 135 East Congress. People are looking in the window and wondering exactly what's going on in here. What's all the buzz about? We're having a great time with Luke Cusack, the man responsible for bringing this part of downtown alive. You know what? We actually just got a text from a listener in Maryland who's listening on TucsonsJolt.com. She thinks she knows the answer to the question, but you got to call in. So we have our first caller who thinks that she knows the answer to the question. Jane, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing great. Jane, where are you calling from?
I'm in Tucson.
You're right here in Tucson. Well, thanks again for listening. And throw it out there. Where is this famous place in New Orleans that does muflata better than anyone else?
I think it's a Central Grocer.
That would be it.
Our first caller. Jane, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you, have you been down to New Orleans? Have you been to the place?
Yes, I have. We've eaten there a couple of times. Each trip we've made, we always make a point to make sure we get a muffaletta there.
Oh, that is wonderful. And she's pronouncing it the right way? She knows what she's talking about.
It's also, I think it's also called the General Grocery, but you're talking the right place.
Yeah, you got the right place. Have you been, Jane, to A Steak in the Neighborhood downtown?
I have not. I'm just learning about it, and I look forward to going there. I always like to support new restaurants downtown.
Absolutely. Well, you have a treat in front of you because you're going to be Luke Cusack's guest. I don't want you to hang up. I want you to stay on the line because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to send you that gift certificate. And when you come in, introduce yourself to Luke and tell him you met him on the menu live.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Jane, thanks again for listening. Congratulations. For Luke?
She had it. She was on it.
She just, you know, we reach the culinary enthusiasts in this show. I mean, We talk to the discriminating professionals that know the culinary world, and they nailed it right on the head. Well, we got a couple of minutes remaining. Let's talk a little bit about remind everybody exactly where you are. If you have a website address and your hours of operation, very important for people to know.
Sure. Located at 135 East Congress, basically right across the street from Chicago Store.
Yep.
Easy to find.
Yep.
Our website, www.steakintheneighborhood.com. Our phone number is 624-9800. We're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, for lunch hour from 11 to 2:30. Then on Friday and Saturday nights and some Thursdays, like this special Thursday, we do open at night. But on Fridays and Saturdays, we stay open till 3 a.m. And primarily do a dinner and late-night dining crowd.
So, and it's not just a couple of appetizers on the menu till 3 a.m. You're bringing it out.
Yeah, we still have all the cheesesteaks on the menu. We don't have things like the 10-ounce fillets. It's pretty, that's a little bit different deal. You want to be able to take your time and cook that properly and have a person sit down, have a nice salad, and a glass of wine, hopefully, before that. But all the cheesesteaks are on the menu, burgers on the menu, so on and so forth.
That's great. Luke, it's a pleasure to have you here on the show. We're having a blast down here at A Steak in the Neighborhood. Luke's not going anywhere. Come down here to 135 East Congress. Thanks again, Luke, for joining us. Thanks also to our good friend Yvonne Fouché from Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room. And again, to Jamie Cullinson from Grimaldi's, who's doing some great things with cheesecake up on 6th and Campbell. If you missed any part of the show, just a reminder that you can listen to the show in its entirety again on Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Tucson's Jolt. KJLL, South Tucson.